Okay, here we go. Chapter 48. I worked in Hong Kong movies. The thing about throwing caution to the wind and going with the flow is that there could be unanticipated fringe benefits. Let me explain. When I left New York and moved to Hong Kong, I had, I guess, what you might call sort of a blind faith or go with the flow attitude. I mean, I really did. I had no fear for some reason back then. I'm not sure why, but I wish I had some of that blind faith today. I lost it somewhere along the way. I mean, anyone who actually thought this thing through, this moving from New York, where I was starting to get somewhat established, to Hong Kong, a place I knew nothing about, but went just because I felt like it, well, on paper, that move looks insane, but I didn't think that way in those days. Yes, that attitude can certainly get you burned, but it can also make available opportunities that become available only because you took that leap of faith, didn't think about it, and just let the chips fall where they may. For instance, I could never have imagined me working in those Hong Kong movies, but by just going there, I was able to do just that. And doing those movies was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life, if not the greatest. But that opportunity never would have presented itself had I not just out of the blue, just like that, without thinking and spur of the moment, gone to Hong Kong. I just let go and let God back then, and you could see the result. I found that I loved acting. I loved doing that work, and I was good at it. It was challenging, it was interesting, and it was fun. Oh, yeah, and you got paid a lot to do it. Anyway, back to the story. Soon after arriving in Hong Kong, I had gotten an agent and was going to castings and was getting all kinds of work. Right place, right time, you might say. Then I went to a casting for a local Hong Kong movie, and I got a part. All of these movies had martial arts scattered throughout the movie, and I didn't do martial arts, but they still cast me in a leading role every time. I had made a lot of expat friends, guys like me who were living in Hong Kong and working in movies, and they could do martial arts, but I always got the featured role. I wondered about that, but I'm certain now that it was because I had the acting background, and directors really wanted an actor. You see, if a guy comes in raw as an actor, it's trouble because most beginners just can't pull it off. They get nervous and it shows on camera. I was way past that stage, so hence I got these great parts in several of these Hong Kong productions that were made back then. I can tell you this also. When I was going through it, I never thought it was a big deal. I do now. I was so damn fortunate to have been involved in that stuff, but I really didn't appreciate it much back then. I was happy that I was working, but I took it in stride. I was just living, I guess. So here I was, living in this great place called Hong Kong, and I'm being featured in movies with the top Hong Kong movie stars and literally having the time of my life. Had I thought about the move to Hong Kong, I never would have gone there, but I didn't. It was all on impulse. I just felt like doing something, and I did it. The reason that I'm making such a big deal out of this is because all these years later, I can't help but analyze it. How did this magic happen? Because I just went with the flow. I just had the right attitude at that time, and miracles occurred time and time again because of it. Simple as that. Oh, yeah, and one more factor. This alcoholic had quit drinking and was sober all of those magical years. Had I not quit drinking, I never would have gone to Hong Kong in the first place. The actual work itself was fun as hell, and I absolutely loved it. I was part of a team, and they counted on me to do my part, and I took that responsibility very seriously, and consequently was appreciated and respected by those other actors who were big stars in Hong Kong and who literally treated me as an equal. When I think about the kindness and respect that I received from those big Hong Kong movie stars, it absolutely blows me away. All I can say is that they had class, and I'll never forget, as long as I live, just how well they treated me. I remember one production in particular when we were shooting on this rusty old steel barge in Hong Kong Harbor very late at night, and all the equipment, cast, and crew were inside the hull of this old boat, and it was dark and dank and steel, and I had a scene where I was supposed to run as fast as I could and slide on the oil that had been poured onto the steel floor of the barge, and I would crash into everything at the end of my slide. The director had explained all of that to me, and so I got in position, and then the director says his roll camera and action. And on action, I ran to the oil slick and then jumped onto my butt and slid down that long, oily steel floor all the way to the end of it. And when I finally came to a halt and still laying on the floor, I looked back at the director for some sign of approval, and he looked at me and slowly shook his head and said, "No power. No power." Meaning that I didn't run and slide hard enough, meaning Brad flopped. Well, that meant that we had to do another take. So the crew set everything back up for another shot at it. I got to my mark, and once again, the director said his roll camera and action. But this time, no power wasn't in the cards. I wasn't leaving anything on the field this time. I'd break this goddamn steel boat this time. I mean, I've always been a good athlete, so I could explode if I had to. So this time on action, I exploded off the starting line and ran for my life and jumped on that oil and then slid out of control on that oily steel barge, crashing into everything that was in my path. And by the end of my slide, stuff was flying everywhere. It was total chaos. I mean, I was sliding into second base, pal, and you weren't going to win. I was. I went nuts for that brief period of time after you said the word action. For me to go overboard on things in life was my normal behavior anyway, so it was a piece of cake to be over the top crazy in that scene once I heard the words, no power, no power. Yeah, no power, you say? I'll frickin' show your ass no power. Anyway, when I was finished sliding debris all around and still laying on that oily steel floor, I looked back at the director, and he flashed me this huge smile and a shaking thumbs up. I felt redeemed, and I felt ecstatic, and I felt I belonged, and I did belong. It's funny, but I never saw those movies when they played in the movie theaters in Hong Kong, and only saw them on YouTube recently, some 30 years later, for the purpose of getting some screenshots for this book. And I can tell you that seeing myself in those movies all these years later was one hell of a thrill, and that's putting it mildly. One more thing worth noting is that toward the end of my 2-year stint in Hong Kong, I had auditioned for a Jackie Chan movie that was to be, unbeknownst to me at that time, shot in Morocco. So I went to the studio for a casting, and I happened to be the only one there. And the casting director, with his video camera on and filming, tells me to do something. And without hesitation, I jerked my head to the left and looked at the imaginary antagonist, and I shouted with the fury that I wasn't going to lose this game. Are you fucking with me? Are you fucking with me? And the casting director immediately says, you're hired. Unfortunately, my parents had planned on visiting me in Hong Kong, and we were to take a vacation together that was to start in Hong Kong for 5 days there, and then to Chiang Mai in Thailand, and then Bangkok, and finally Koh Samui, an island in the south of Thailand. And the fact that I had canceled them once already, I actually turned Jackie Chan down, and I regret it to this day, because I had talked with my expat friends who were also cast, and that's when I heard that it had been shot in Morocco, and that the shoot was unbelievable. And furthermore, when my parents did come, I got in a fight with my father in the taxi on the way to the airport for our flight to Chiang Mai and jumped out of the car in a spoiled brat huff. But that story later, as it too merits a chapter of its own. Here are some screenshots from some of those movies. The first four are from that movie that was shot on the barge, including the slide on the oil slicks. Those last screenshots show me running toward the enemy, shooting my Uzi while screaming, fuck you, and then getting blown away by a hail of bullets. Hey, all in a day's work, and that was fun work, proving Confucius right yet again. Those who think they can. End of chapter.